So we're going to do a little prophetic workshop. And so you guys are going to be the ministers today. Amen? Does that sound fun? You've been minister too. Now it's time for you to minister. Amen? Praise the Lord. How many of you have never prophesied to another person before? Anybody? I think you all have. Okay. That's good. How many of you prophesy on a regular basis to other people? Just a handful? Good. I'm going to show you today, for the rest of you, how you can do this more. Okay? So I'm going to give you a template on how to do this. That's what our workshop's going to be about. Amen? So this is I call it a prophetic workshop. I actually came across this reading Graham Cook's book. I love Graham Cook. He's an awesome prophet. So I've used this in a few different places. It's been awesome. I have a little few tweaks to it, but the substance of it mostly is from Graham's exploration. So this is what I want you to do. Step one, I want you to find a partner. So here's what I want you to do. I want you to pair up with somebody in this room, somebody that you don't know that well, okay? Like, I know most of you are familiar with one another, but someone that you're not as familiar as you would be perhaps was like, you know, if you're a husband and wife, I'd like you to split up. So I need you to go ahead and find a partner, and we need to do that. Go ahead now. So we're going to move around. You're going to find a partner. All right. So here's step one. So step one, I want you to think about the person that you're with, okay? Just think about them. And think about them this way. Like, ask the Lord questions about them. Ask the Lord questions like, what does God want to show himself to this person? How does God want to be for this person in this season of life? Okay? So just ask the Lord questions about him. You can ask a simple question like this. Lord, tell me about this person that I barely know. Like, tell me something. And trust that whatever comes to your mind is from him. Okay? All right? So you're going to maybe jot a few of those things down, okay? So you're going to ask questions. Sure, you're going to ask the Lord questions about them. Okay. How does God see them? What does God want to be for them right now in this season of life? What does God think about them? Okay? So we'll just take a minute to do that, and I'll talk you through the next steps. So what you're really trying to do, this step is you're just trying to get God's heartbeat for that person. Everybody ready for the next step? Okay, so next thing I want you to do is I want you to imagine that you have a bow and arrow, and you're going to target a part of their life with your bow and arrow. And so you're going to think about them this way. Think about this person in regard to their home, their finances, their job, their ministry, any relationship they might be in, their relationship with God. So pretend like you've got a big target and all these different categories are on it, and you're shooting a bow and arrow, and you're supposed to hit one of those things. What are you going to hit? What are you aiming for? Okay? Like, let the Lord just show you what area of their life God wants to hit with an arrow. Okay? Shoot your arrows. Write down that target. What was the target that you felt like God wanted to zero in on? Okay? Write it down. All right. Everyone got that one? Mostly? Okay. So now the next thing you're going to do is you're going to take What does God want to be for them right now? What does God show you about them in this target area of their life? And then you want to start thinking about a prayer, of how you would pray about those things that you just got. Okay? What does God want to be for them? How does God see them? What area of life is God targeting to encourage them or bless them or speak into their life? Okay? So you're just kind of in the thinking mode right now, but now we're going to start writing. That's why you have the paper and the pen. So you're going to take those things that I just talked about, and I want you to begin to write out a prayer of blessing or release or encouragement in those areas that you just zeroed in on. Allow the Lord to show you as you're writing out this prayer, and you're going to write like 5 or 6 sentences. Allow him to show you any pictures. Allow him to show you like any scriptures or verses that might go with that, and incorporate that into your prayer, okay? And you can imagine yourself praying for them and just let a prayer begin to rise up in your heart and then write it out. I want you to target like 5 or 6 sentences on those areas, okay? So we'll take a few minutes to write this out so that way you get it down. So this part will take us a few minutes. If you get stuck, you can raise your hand and I'll come back and try to help you get unstuck. I've often found, like, as I start to write, like God will actually give me more as I'm writing. Like it's almost like you're fishing and you throw out the fishing line and then it just brings everything with it. So throw it out, begin to write, and then things will start to flow. All right, so I think I'm seeing a few of you still writing, so I'm just going to wait another minute because I don't want to. We'll make sure we have plenty of time to do everything we're going to do, but I just wanted to make sure those of you that are writing just give you a little bit more time. If you're done writing, you can ask the Lord another question like, so Lord, is there anything else for this person that you might want to do? You can write some more. He might show you. You know that scripture that says you have not because you... Okay. Just saying. All right. We'll go to the next step. Well, that thing is sensitive, isn't it? Okay, so now you've got a prayer of blessing or encouragement, right, that you've written out. We're going to take that prayer and we're going to turn it to a prophetic declaration, okay? So imagine that prayer on a computer screen or on your piece of paper, and you're going to take that and you're going to change some of the key phrases of it to be a prophetic declaration or statement. So let me give you an example. Let's just say that you felt like God wanted to do ministry in their finances, okay? And your prayer was, Lord, I just pray that you would, I just see that God wants to bless you in your finances, so I just pray that God would give you more than you need, okay? So I just take that statement and say, I see that the Lord is coming to you in this season of life and he's going to be more than what you need. Do you see how it was different? Instead of a prayer, I now made it a statement, a prophetic declaration. I pray that you would cause their finances to be more than what they need. The Lord is coming to you in this season to cause your finances to be more than what you need. You see the difference? So you're going to take that prayer and you're going to make them into declarations of prophetic statements. Okay? That's what we're going to work on. and you're going to write it out. And then as you're writing it out, you might just find that God's going to give you something more about it. So write it out. Isn't that fun? I'm teaching you how to be a prophet. Or to prophesy. For those of you who don't do it that often, this is helping you get over the hump. So we'll take a few minutes for you guys to do this. We'll have plenty of time for you to write it out. So I'll be checking, and then once I see people mainly looking up at me and not have anything to do, we'll go to the next step. So I was in a hotel in New York. This was like New York City. How many years ago was that? Maybe this would have been like 2008. Maybe. Where are we at now? So it's about 16 years ago. And in the hotel, one of my habits that I had at the time was instead of just sitting there watching TV, I would go out on the streets and I would just do like street ministry things. So just, you know, try to engage people and tell them about Jesus. As a bank examiner, I had to go to different cities. So how'd I do that? That's a good question. I started off that stupid. Where in my simpleness, that's what I would try to do. I did it at a really bad time of day too. The first time I started doing it, it was in Chicago, and I was standing outside the train station trying to get people to stop. Well, they're trying to get home. Nobody wanted to stop and talk to me. So I found out, oh wait, I gotta wait till the fish are kind of like swimming around but don't need to go anywhere. So then I began to think about, well, where do people congregate sometimes? I would go to a park. But then I had to start thinking about, well, wait, the fish don't want to talk to anybody who's strange if they feel like there's a safety issue. So, like, you know, most women, if you're a man trying to approach them and it's a little bit dark or whatever, like, guess what the women are going to do? They're going the other way because it's a smart thing to do. It could be a safety issue. So I began to learn, like, okay, you have to wait. Look for where the fish congregate and where they feel safe before I would approach them. So I kind of went through that process of elimination to learn, like, where could I do that? So when I would go to New York, sometimes I would go to, like, one of the parks that was nearby what do they call that one place where all the lights are and the billboards and Times Square? I would go to Times Square where they have all these seats and stuff around. And I would go there and I would try to engage with people. And I did different things. Sometimes I would approach them by saying, hey, I was wondering, can I pray for you? Or is there anything I can pray for you about? I would start with that question. The other thing is I had tracts with me and I'd hand them to people. And then I had tracts that I got. I'm trying to remember who it was I got it from. Anyway, they were like optical illusions. And I said, hey, can I show you a trick? And they would say, I would just do anything to catch the fish's attention. So, and they would say, sure. And I get that optical illusion. I said, so which one's bigger than the other? And, you know, I do this. And then I pretend like I was a magician. And I'd, now which one, you know, and do stuff like that. And they go, well, that one. And they couldn't figure it out. And then I would show, oh, no, it's the same. And then I had a gospel message on that little trick thing. And I'd give it to them. And I would say something to them about the Lord. I can't even remember what I said now because I used to do it all the time. And it's been a while. That would open the door to be able to then share things with people. Sometimes I got to pray with them. Sometimes I didn't. Most of the time when I'd ask people, like, hey, is there anything I can pray for you about? I would hardly ever get denied. I think if I did a percentage on it, I'd say maybe 2% would deny. The rest of them would say yes, there was something that was going on in their life. And we started doing that in restaurants. So my wife and I, we would go, we'd sit down at a restaurant, we'd have a waiter, and we'd say, hey, one of the things we like to always do is we like to pray for our waitresses or waiters. Is there something we can pray for you about? And inevitably, always something. I had so many awesome encounters in restaurants like that. I got a word of knowledge for this one woman. I don't remember all the details, but we did that can I pray for you thing. And then I just shared with her like something that I saw about her life. And she just started weeping right there in the middle of the restaurant. Here, had found out that her daughter had died just a week ago, you know, and there was a lot of tragedy in her life, and her boyfriend of many years left her, and, you know, so we got to minister to her and pray with her. Another time we were in Tennessee traveling through, and this waitress, we just felt like we should leave a financial blessing, and so we just went crazy, and I had a big amount of my tithe money that I was going to give to God, and I just felt like I was supposed to give it to her. And I can't remember the amount now. It doesn't matter. But I just gave her a bunch of money, and we found out later that she had been in a fire. Her mobile home burned down, and they lost all their possessions, and it was, like, right close to Christmas. She had nothing to give to her kids. And here we give her this money. She's able to do stuff. I mean, it's, like, cool things like that. But it's like, you know, you don't know what's going on until you take that step of faith or that risk to step out, you know? So going back to New York, so I'm in this hotel room, and I get this vision from the Lord. And in the vision, I see God on the water, like with Peter, and I'm in the boat, and I hear him say, David, I want you to take a step out and walk on the water with me. And I knew what he meant. When you prophesy, it's like you're stepping on the water. You don't know if it's going to be solid or not. You don't know if you heard or not. You think you do. You're doing the best you can. But you don't know until you release it. And then when you release it, you find out later, oh, that was God. So it's a grand experiment, but he called me to do that. That's why I start prophesying so much. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
You don't realize
this, but okay, totally was blanked on that. Forgot. I know it hurt. Oh, my gosh. Okay. I'm just prophesying to you, I guess. God's calling you to take greater risks. Okay. All right. Walking on the water. I've got so many bazillion prophetic stories to say, and I'm focusing on that one. That's because of you. Okay. See how God can use a donkey, and a donkey doesn't even know?
That's right.
Come on. Let's hee-haw, baby. Woo. Oh, isn't this fun? All right, here we go. Step number four. Are you guys ready for step number four? Oh, you haven't even got to the good part yet. All right, here's the good part. Now you're going to get to share, okay? All right, but you got some instructions to share, all right? So you got to pick who's going to share first, okay? And here's how I want you to do it. So the one who's sharing first, I want you to pray for your partner. So I want you to use that prayer you wrote out. I want you to pray that over them, okay? So you're going to start with that prayer. Next, start with the prayer. And then after you finish the prayer, and if the Lord, Holy Spirit, comes on you and gives you a little bit more to it, what you wrote down, that's okay. You may go there. Then, step two, after you give her the prayer, then I want you to take that prophetic statement, and I want you to read that to them and give the word slowly and clearly so they clearly hear it. Okay? Don't rush it. Don't mumble. Be humble and considerate. And do not apologize. I don't want you to apologize. We're taking a step of risk. Okay? We're going to trust that what you just did, the Lord has given you for that person. Okay? Amen. Now, just as important for the person receiving, you have some instructions. Open your ears and hear to receive the encouragement. Okay? Smile while they're talking and praying over you and prophesying to you. Smile. Nod your head. Not this way. This way. Okay? And be attentive. And enjoy the experience. Okay? Now let's just say they just totally get it wrong. Like, you know, I don't know. They just totally get it wrong. Well, then just take whatever it is that they're getting wrong and just in your mind, take that and make an adjustment to it to make it right. Okay? Is that all right? But I want you to smile and nod your head to encourage that person who's taking a step out on the water and trying to hear from God. Okay? And then after you finish, oh, by the way, what's the worst thing that can happen to you? Well, you get a blessing in the wrong area of your life. Oh, well. Wait a minute, I don't need finances. What are you talking about finances for? And you get more of it. Shucks. That's the worst thing that can happen, okay? All right, and then after that, so I want you, after you finish, then switch, and the other person do it, okay? So make sure that both of you get a chance to do it, and you have the opportunity. And then after you finish everything, the prayer, the prophecy, then I want you to pray for one another again. Lord, seal these words. All that is yours, all that came from Holy Spirit, come authentically from your heart, seal it upon them. Make it so. Do some kind of blessing and pronouncement over each person, okay? Take that time and then exchange the papers, all right? Can we do that? Okay, go. Okay, I think we're ready to get back together. You're not? Are you still? It's okay. All right. So I just wanted to ask a question. I want to be careful how I ask. Well, let me ask this way. Did any of you hear something that's like, wow, that really got me?
Yeah.
Did you? Okay. A number of you got that. Isn't that cool? Isn't that cool? I mean, how many of you got something that was just like, wow, that really got me? That hit the target. Okay, that's pretty cool. And you thought you couldn't do it. Isn't that awesome? All right, so let's go through what we learned here. All right? So what we learned about how to sit quietly in God's presence. We learned how to hear his heartbeat for another person. We learned about how to hear the Lord in prayer. Look at all this learning you guys did. You learned to receive a sense of direction, an arrow. That's a word of knowledge. You didn't even know you could do a word of knowledge, did you? But you did. You can do this, by the way, for anybody, any neighbor, anytime, anywhere. You don't have to be in just Pastor John's church. You learned how to be sensitive to the Holy Spirit. You learn to write a blessing of encouragement. You learn how to create a prophetic word that will edify, encourage, and comfort. Sorry, I don't have my glasses on. You learn how to give a simple prophecy with sensitivity and faith. That's why I said to you, Don't apologize. Just give what you have and trust that God filled your mouth. You took a step of faith, you took a step of risk, and the water became firm under your feet. Are you kidding me? That happened. You learned how to convey God's love and his desire. You did it with kindness, right? When you were, I don't know. I mean, I didn't see anybody yelling. I saw a lot of smiling. I saw a lot of laughing. I didn't see anybody moving away from the other one in disgust. So seems like you did that one okay. You learned how to touch a person's life in a personal way from the Lord, and you learned how to seal the word in prayer. Look at all those things you just learned. You didn't even know it, and we did it right after lunch. What a miracle. Amen? All right, so Father, I just thank you for all the things you helped us learn this afternoon. I ask you to seal it, Lord, in their life, that this will become something that they can take as a tool to bring a word of life and encouragement, a word of hope and blessing, a prayer of kindness and mercy for everyone you have them run into. Lord, remind them about what they learned today and that they can do it anytime they want. In Jesus' name, amen.